Chapter 7. Hong Kong. Who do you think I am? You are working for those five men from the Reform Club, smiled Passepartout.
Chapter 7. Hong Kong. On the ship to Hong Kong, the Rangoon, Audere learned a little about Phileas Fogg. She liked him. Fix was on the ship too. He thought about the warrant. Was it now on its way from Bombay to Hong Kong? On the first day, Passepartout did not know that Fix was on the ship too, but then he saw the detective. What is Mr. Fix doing on this ship? The Frenchman thought. We saw him in Suez, and now here he is again. Is he following us? Why? Passepartout thought about it, and then he had an idea. He's following Mr. Fogg. He is working for the five men at the Reform Club. He is watching Mr. Fogg because of the bet. Passepartout was angry with the five men, but he didn't tell Phileas Fogg about Fix. The five men were Mr. Fogg's friends. Passepartout didn't want Mr. Fogg to think badly of them. He really liked Mr. Phileas Fogg now. He wanted him to win his bet. It was important to him. The weather was bad, and the Rangoon arrived at Hong Kong 24 hours late. Phileas Fogg, Passepartout, and Audere went to the office of the ship company.
Are we too late for the Carnatic? Phileas Fogg asked. The timetable says she left Hong Kong for Yokohama yesterday.
No, said the man at the office. The Carnatic had a problem with one engine. She's here. She'll leave tomorrow.
Thank you, said Phileas Fogg.
Phileas Fogg took Audere to the best hotel in Hong Kong. Then he went out and looked for her uncle. An hour later, he came back. Audere's uncle did not live in Hong Kong now. He was in Holland. Audere did not speak for a minute. She sat with her head in her hands. Then very quietly she asked,
What do I do now, Mr. Fogg?
That's easy, said Phileas Fogg. Come to Europe.
But I will be one more problem for you.
You're not a problem, and you won't change our timetable. Passepartout?
Yes, Mr. Fogg?
Go to the Carnatic, Passepartout, and get 3 tickets to Yokohama.
Passepartout left the hotel with a smile on his face. He wanted to have Audere with them on the journey. She always spoke kindly to him. To her, he was a friend and not a servant.